The Damage Left Behind by Cheyenne Rourke. The vice that had been crushing my chest, twisting my stomach in knots, seemed to loosen into a gentle caress. I could breathe again. My concern settled back to how well I did on this test, if that boy liked me, and what I was doing next weekend. Life felt simple and light, the way it should be for a kid. I no longer had to worry about cancer taking my mom, the infection-induced shiver fits, or the chemical concoctions eating away at her body. Chemotherapy was finally over after months of grueling pain. Everything could go back to the way it was. It seemed like it truly was the end of that nightmare. The euphoric haze I floated in only got to last a couple of weeks. Even more suddenly than my mom's first attack, life for my family spiraled back into cancer and all that comes with it. Christmas morning, just a few weeks after mom's last chemo, everyone I knew was eagerly ripping through wrapping paper in hopes of splendid gifts. But on this Christmas morning, Mom and I were waiting for the surgeon to carefully slice through my grandma. We sat in the waiting room in hopes of a miracle. The nervous jitters battled against the somber grief. The fears no one dared speak aloud fueled the tears streaming from puffy eyes. The thoughts their tired faces screamed suffocated me. The pain and love in their tears drowned me. Waiting was almost worse. The room was brimming with raw emotion. More than anywhere else in the hospital. The place people agonizingly wait for a loved one. The place people droop with exhaustion. The place people rejoice or grieve with news. This was also the room that time chooses not to exist. I swear the clock moved back a minute for every two it clicked forward. Time dragged on for a millennium before the doctors came back to fetch us. Once again, my naive optimism got the best of me. Cancer, surgery, chemo, cured. That's as simple as I thought it would all be. I have an unhealthy habit of pretending the rough parts of my life don't exist. I do what needs to be done, but I don't want to talk about it. It's as if addressing what we're going through out loud makes it real. I can't give it that power. I was in denial about how filled with gumdrops and rainbows the future would be. Cancer isn't that considerate of dreams like that. It became a permanent addition to life. It never stops. Each day is plagued with little reminders of the damage it left behind. The cancer itself might get snuffed, but the appointments and medications continue to be a constant and vital part of life. My mom trudged on through more surgeries than I can count, desperately trying to regain what she once had. Chemo destroyed her heart. She now has congestive heart failure that restricts her mobility and diet. She has to struggle with her heart while still working through reconstruction complications. Chemo did a lot worse to my grandma. Each week, she gives a minimum of 2 days to cancer. The function of some of her organs are waning. She has truckloads of magnesium pumped into her each week, and it still isn't enough. We have to sit helplessly while Grandma struggles for peace within her own body. The ups and downs on this horrific roller coaster is the worst part. 1 week she's feeling well and her numbers are headed the right direction, then, before I can blink, things are worse than before. They say evil never dies. Once we met cancer, I found that to be far too true. Sometimes, for a moment or two, everything seems okay, like none of those awful things happened to us. Those moments are the break in the storm. I hold on to hope for those small moments. Nothing will ever be the same again, even when it's over. I was ignorant to think it could be. Experiences like this stick around and remind us of who we are now and how far we've come.